In Northwest News on KPLU, last year nearly 3,000 refugees from all over the world resettled in Washington state. Only 25 are from Syria. That number is expected to increase. We'll tell you what happens when those fleeing persecution first arrive in the Northwest. Once refugees gain entry into the United States, a lengthy process which can take years, they are welcomed as soon as they step off the plane.
In a language that they recognize.
Mark Cadle is the executive director of World Relief in Spokane.
And we have to greet them with a hot meal, with food that they recognize as well. And then we help them get into housing.
World Relief is one of nine organizations the state partners with to help refugees build new lives. One of the families it's helping right now is from Syria. We requested to talk to them, but Cadle says even though the family is far from the war they fled, they are worried their words might hurt loved ones they left behind.
And they fear for their lives that if it gets out to the insurgents or the terrorists in Syria that this family has relatives in America, then they could be targeted because of the perception that they're getting money or they're getting favors from their relatives in the United States.
Last year, refugees settling here came from over 30 different countries. Sarah Peterson is the refugee coordinator for the Department of Social and Health Services.
We will continue to see large numbers of Iraqis, Ukrainians, potentially Burmese, and Congolese. We do expect to see some Syrians, but we have no estimation as to what that number would be.
Peterson says in the coming year, Washington expects to receive up to 3,200 refugees. She says of the 15 million around the world, less than 1% get the opportunity to be resettled in a country like the United States. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News.